Mr. Jonathan Toman, welcome in ahead of this 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day to you. And what do you have for us going into this holiday weekend?
Good morning, Mike. Same to you. Excited for this weekend and excited for, as the last few weeks have been, a few in-person offerings for folks to check out and a few virtual ones as well. I've got five to run by you, and I'll jump right in. First Friday is actually tonight, in the midst of this 4th of July weekend, a great way to kick off your weekend to help support the local arts scene this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. And most galleries, there's 25 listed on peakradar.com/virtual-first-friday. But most of them will have in-person and virtual offerings this evening, obviously with different rules and regulations about social distancing and masks and those sorts of things. But you can experience First Friday however you would like this evening from 5 to 8 with those 25 different galleries. And the virtual First Friday challenge is back in action, so there will be matching gifts made for some of your purchases through the website, and a good opportunity to experience some local art one way or the other, depending on what you're comfortable with and what you feel like doing this evening. In tandem with that, we are hosting Peak Radar Live First Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on the Peak Radar Facebook page, where Angela Seals from our office will be hosting essentially a little First Friday show where she'll have guests from all over the local arts scene, and including musical guests and live on the street reports, along with interviews of different local artists and different local groups, including the Philharmonic and others. So that's from 5 to 6 to sort of get you pumped up for what's going on First Friday, and a cool opportunity to see a lot of different local folks in one Zoom call, as it were. And then as we roll into Saturday and the rest of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in fact, Garden of the Arts is happening in person at Memorial Park in Manitou Springs, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., obviously with some slight changes with social distancing and all of that. But it's a good opportunity to check out all sorts of artists, painters, sculptors, glasswork, photography, woodwork, a huge selection of handcrafted goods, a fun opportunity to get outside and see some art in sort of that summer setting to celebrate visual arts and handcrafted goods over the weekend. Obviously, it's the 4th of July, and while there's no Summer Symphony in Memorial Park with the thousands of people and the big performance from the Philharmonic, the Colorado Springs Philharmonic and Colorado Springs Sports Corporation have adjusted, and as you probably know, will present Symphony on Your Porch instead of in the park this year. So you can tune into various radio stations to hear the Philharmonic recorded with some of their patriotic songs. And obviously there will be fireworks instead of just in Memorial Park in various different locations throughout the community and throughout the Springs. And then finally, if the weather's a little too warm for you this weekend or you want to spend some time inside in the afternoon, Kimball's Peak 3 Theater in downtown Colorado Springs is still hosting their virtual screenings on their website, where you can check out all sorts of independent films that they would normally be screening in the theater, but of course are not doing at the moment. And so you can support them and get some cool independent films checked off your list if the weather gets a little too warm in the afternoon and you're looking for something to do at night this weekend. So a good grouping of events, I would say, and a good way to kick off 4th of July with First Friday this evening.
All right, you've given us some good things to think about, and again, we can stay safe, be social distance, but still get out and enjoy ourselves. Jonathan, we appreciate it.
Absolutely, Mike. Have a good weekend.
You too. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next week. It's 841 KRDO's Morning News.